so much wealth. He told, Prahlad Maharaj answered. What he answered? This is automatic. So I am not in the house of all wealth and all these things, so reputation. We see that even birds, trees, creepers, and animals, they don't endeavor for their eating, mating, and all other things. Automatically it comes. What they have done in past, by that, no. Past, but, but that becomes some impression. And by impression, the result of their activities comes as impression. And by that impression, they are doing nothing, but they can come in a very richest family. Automatically, nothing to do, anything. They become owner of so much wealth. So, it not depends on effort, this effort. It may be that by this effort in future we can have something. But what you have done in past, according to that, by the result, wealth will come, reputation will come, our eating will come, everything will come. Once there was a boy. He had some honor or which are kuch sadhalu tha.
Religious minded.
He saw that for Sukhdev Goswami from boyhood, Prahlad Maharaj from boyhood, Dhru Maharaj from boyhood, they have gone to forest and they have chanted and remembered Krishna and they have taken darshan of Krishna and at last they became happy. So I must give up this my worldly family and I should be renounced and I should go to do bhajan in Vrindavan or anywhere. In the night he left everything. Everything he left. And he was going to do bhajan in Vrindavan. But when he came out of his village, he became worried that who will look after me? From where I will arrange my boarding and lodging and everything? Who will take care of me? Where I will be? There are none to look after me, my father, mother, and all others. So how I can manage all this? He became worried and he became weak. So he was in a dilemma that what should I do? Whether I should give up my house or I should go to Vrindavan. At once he saw that a bird has given eggs on the tree. And he saw that a wind came and from the tree that egg fell down. And what at once it was broken and some baby without eyes, without ears, hair, wings. Only he was doing but his mother was not there. And he had some appetite. But nothing to do anything. He could not. He couldn't smoke anything. So he was thinking what to do and he was crying. From that some liquid came out. And at once a very small insect.
Worm.
Very comal. Very soft, with two wings. Like in rainy season we can see. And he came flying and he sat on that liquid. And at once some liquid was in his wings, and he was trying to fly, but as he was trying, more and more entangled, and he became like a round figure. And then the birds, bee, and she was doing cha-cha, at once it came in the mouth of that baby, and she happily swallowed it and became. He saw from there, oh, Krishna can arrange everything. The baby was asmartha, unable to do anything. But how quickly that worm came and came in the mouth of that little bird. So I asked, so that people for this. And at once he quickly ran towards Vrindavan, telling Hare Krishna chanting, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. So Krishna arranged everything. Why we should be worried for all these things? If you are not doing anything, even by the past impressions, it will come everything. If you are king, like Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, he was king and he wanted to be more bigger king, and he was going to attack on Russia over Alps, and at last he was defeated, and at last he was caught by his enemy, and he was in prison, and in prison the against party thought that if he will be alive again and he will free, then he can make any disturbance for us. So we should try to kill him. So they imprisoned in a boat, in a iron case, on the boat, and they took it in Atlantic Ocean and in the Mediterranean. And he was
drowned.
Why it was? He was trying so much to be happy, but he became unhappy. So we should not believe on these things. These all words, all things are like this, illusory. We are like, now we are king, and second day we will see, like dream, we are thought of nothing, more than beggar. Beggar can be happy, but king cannot be. So there are so many examples. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling that in this world, if anyone is chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, then he is happy only. Mukunda Charanam Bhujam. In this world, there is nothing happiness in this world. Anyone is not happy in this world. So, if anyone is chanting and remembering Krishna, by these prayers, Krishna will be merciful to them. And he will send any his associates to show a path by which anyone can be happy. Like that God Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his associates, like Sarup Namoda, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. They went to the doors of all villagers and they told that you should chant and remember Krishna. You should chant loudly, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. They even went to Jiraiya Madai, so much drinker and bad persons, having so many bad qualifications, lusty, drunker, always involved in sense gratification, and they were so powerful, they wanted to kill and to beat Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, but they are very fearless and very bold. They told them, why you are not chanting Krishna Krishna? They followed and they began to beat, but they anyhow escaped. And next day again they came and told, oh, why you are not chanting Krishna? And he took that in which the wine was there, and he threw it on the forehead of Nityananda. Blood began to come, and at once anyone went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, the drunkard had
injured
Nityananda. He came with a very weak crowd, and he told, oh, chakra, 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 and chakra at once came in his hand. But Nityananda saw, and much concerned. In this life, in this birth, Harinam should be given, and try to change their mood of heart. Don't kill them. Like Ram and Krishna killed so many demons. In this incarnation, just to try to give, change their hearts and give love and affection. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu told that Madhai wanted to kill me and to beat me, but Jagai stopped it and told that you should not do like that. And he caught hold of Madhai. Then Mahaprabhu became so happy, and at once he embraced Jagai, and he was full of
Krishna
prem, and he began to chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
And he became religious minded. The ladies, devotees, at first they used to fear from Jagai and Madhai. They could not, they were not in a mood that they can freely take their bath in Ganges. But now they become so generous,
so humble.
Humble. And they begin to wash the ghats where anyone can take bath. And always cleaning the ghats, places, and doing pranam to all the devotees. All. And they change their mood by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Madhai told that, oh, we are brothers. We took birth gently.
Same time.
And we are up till now in the same, like friends and brothers. You have sprinkled your mercy on Jagai, but you are not sprinkling your mercy to me. please have merciful to me. Then she told that, oh, go to Nityanandapur. If he forgives you, then I make pardon. And I will give you also Krishna. She went to Nityanandapur. Nityanandapur was so much merciful. He was Ahetuki Kripa,
godless
merciful. Oh, you should also sprinkle your mercy to this bogus
drunkard
also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once touched, and by touching, at once his heart was melted and changed, and he began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He had begun to come, heart was melted, and they become both a very various minded, and they became after that Jagai and Madhim, but Jai and Vijay. So we should try to follow all this very boldly. This wealth, reputation and all these things cannot help us. We will be more ignorant. So we should try to chant, remember always Krishna. No need of money, no need of anything. You can chant in night and day. If you are doing duty in military or any business, whole day and night, even you have a time for going store, passing store, urine, at that time you can tell. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Go on. You will have to sleep. You will have to chatter and do better to others. You will go to. You can go to morning walk also. These are essential for common person. To save and anything. You are saving Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. No harm. You are going to bed. You can chant on bed. No harm. Without taking bath, after taking bath, at the time of meal, after meal, before meal, in night, day, any time you can do chant. Nothing to spend any energy for this. And after that you are chanting, Krishna will arrange everything what to do. So it is very easy and so essential. In this world we have so many duties, but this duty is supreme. So we should try to chant and remember and to associate. Otherwise worldly person cannot help you. Like a blind person helps a blind person and both fall in well. So we should try to know all these things. Nowadays so many gurus here and there, moving. But they are attracted with so much these things. Wealth, reputation and followers and all others. And they become unhappy and they. Sometimes they lose their faith from this. And they fell down. So bona fide gurus, bona fide devotees should be associated. This will give so much energy and strength and power, and then quickly we will realize in a day or two that we are happy. So there is no time. If any bomb from America is coming on Hiroshima or where?
Hiroshima,
in a moment. So when death will come? No certain. From today, from this time, very time, we should try to chant. Krishna name will save us from all kinds of sufferings and sorrows and everything. So from today, we should try to chant and go. You should do kirtan. I missed to tell. Then after that, Prahlad Maharaj told that in this world, a person can live 100 years, generally, not more than that, but maximum 100 years. In 100 years, half he sleeps, and if he takes wines and other things and uncontrolled senses, then he may sleep more than that. So half of life has gone. So 50 years gone. In 50 years again, 20 years you should think that from childhood playing, studying and to be expert in anything, 20 years goes. And also from age of 80 to 100, anyone becomes so weak, he cannot do anything. Like mad, he becomes. And attacked with so many diseases. So 20 years more, 40 years, and 50 years. Now, only remaining 10 years. In 10 years, you'll have to marry. You have to build so many gold, motors, cars, television, so many things. As you see here, when I came, I become one in wonder. How beautiful decoration here. Here, Garud, oh, so attractive. So attractive. Eh? Yes, very decent, everything. So many things, luxurious things for happiness, everything so decorated. For general person, it is very hard to mental like this. I saw a beautiful concert here, so beautiful. Also, I saw Ganesh ji here, having so much trust here and worshipped here. Also, Nisimhadev here. So many things, and this is perhaps only first story.
Fifth story.
Very gentle breeze and all seen very good things from outside the earth. Then we'll have to, if children, we'll have to support them, nourish them. And sometimes with wife so many love and affection, and sometimes so much quarrel also. So sometimes pacify her, and sometimes so many things come. So in 10 years there are so many things to jobs to do. So when we can remember, so many, you are going by car, your mind is where? Here, there, making so many things. Like a beggar in India, he went to beg any door, and he anyhow collected one pawa of sattu,
meaning? 150 grams.
Sattu, you know?
What's a good flower?
Atta. And he took half of that for his maintenance, and half he kept for coming day. And he collected in 10 days some, and he sold it to another, and he
took some
money. And in month 2, 3, 4, and 3 years, he had collected some
wealth.
Then he thought that, I will make a very beautiful house, and then I will marry a very beautiful young lady, and then I will have very strong, and they will go to colleges, and they will be businessmen or wakil means?
Lawyer.
And they will practice, and they will collect so much money. Then I will be very wealthy person. And then, now I'm going to beg from them. And they sometimes rebuke me. Then when they will come to me and borrow some money, then I will take a lathi and I will do like this. And when he was doing so, his stick was
broken.
Oh, Kumhar ke ghar mein, he was lying down, he was sleeping in the in a room of
pot maker.
And it was so much hot day. So he was checking this. And when he took his spirit, oh, that I will beat them. And he did so. So one of that pot was, and all pots, and all. And that the householder came and began to beat him. That why you did so. So we are always thinking like this. And for 10 years also goes, we are not able to chant and remember and to manifest our real happiness. So from today, Prahlad Maharaj is telling that go to bona fide gurus and search them, and his associates shall learn all these things. And from today, don't waste your time. Don't. This time is so precious. So you should go to any realized person, make him guru, and realize all these things, and begin chanting him, and be happy. What is our program from yesterday, tomorrow? What is? So you should come here in morning. Some classes will go.
Just here.
Come.
Yeah, if you want Gurudev in morning time,
yes, also.
There can be class, and also
Sankirtan. Sankirtan. We are here. He has hosted us.
Tomorrow we are here. And
we'll have to repay him. How? Not by wealth, not by money. By doing kirtan here, so without any self gain, and we should make this involvement like Krishna. And by that we can repay him. Otherwise we cannot. So our classes, our kirtan should be done. And I may come for some minutes. An evening like this, some more devotees should come. Who are you? You are brother of the wife of Gaur Prabhu? You yourself?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Who are you?
Balaji.
Balaji. You are related to?
I am working in Singapore.
You are any sister?
I don't have any sister.
Oh. But yourself, sometimes, like the wife of
This is the brother of Padma Manjari.
Yeah, I know. Mother of this advocate. What is your
name?
Gorka Dusra Bhai. And you? You are the sister of? Anyhow, you are so much lucky that all Vaishnava are coming here, staying 2-3 days. And then we will return from Malaysia, where we will be?
And
in his room?
And also Mr. Gupta. We will come 2 more times. So if you want, you can visit Radha Pandit Prabhu's house one day and stay there.
And
one day with Gupta Ji.
Gupta Ji. When we will be 4 days here in our last trip?
No, maybe 2 days.
Again, when we will leave from for India?
And we'll
also
India, we'll be
here
2 days.
Like this. And one day coming from Indonesia.
Yeah, from Indonesia.
The next program. And in Malaysia, our program has been done.
Yes, everything is away.
Good way.
In Malaysia, our program has been set up.